Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, I wanted to bring up this week a very interesting study saying that electric cars, which I always thought were very eco-friendly, it turns out they could really stretch scarce water resources. This is research from Michael Weber and Kerry King from the University of Texas at Austin. And they say that if you run a car on electric miles rather than driving it on gasoline or petrol, it uses up three times as much water.
But why should it use this much more water? Where's the water going? What's it being used for?
Well, the key is you've got to remember electric cars are being charged up from the electric grid, and that power's coming from thermoelectric power stations, and those power stations are using a lot of water as a coolant.
So this is coal, gas, things with cooling towers?
Exactly right. The big cooling towers that you see churning out water vapour into the sky, that's the water that's being evaporated and lost in the local environment. Now, we've already seen droughts in Southeast America and Australia causing a few problems for power stations, which have had to dial back, a bit concerned about loss of amount of local water. And basically, Weber is saying that if we move wholesale to electric cars, we're going to see much more stress on those power stations. Will areas that are accustomed to drought be able to take it?
So we basically have to plan ahead, not for global warming, but for also Earth drying because of using all this extra water.
Well, this is really a lesson that we need to plan ahead for everything, that we shouldn't be too, you know, we've concentrated on
easier said than done,
the security of our energy supply and the carbon cost, but we've got to think about the water as well. And you can't take your decision about energy, how you're going to power your car, without thinking about water as well, which is something that's been neglected.
I guess the other option is to build all your power stations on the coast, because we're not going to run out of seawater in the near future.
Absolutely. Then how are you going to get your electricity into the middle of America? And then you've got to start thinking about that. However, if you move to solar power generation, then you might be looking at using up less water to create your electricity.
OK, well, thank you, Richard. That's certainly food for thought, isn't it?